Cool. It's amazing how well it worked. Do you dial directly into the direct line in here?
Yes. Wow. Yeah, I just gave the...
Cool.
Sterling gave me the direct number.
Great. All right. Well, we'll get started then, since you have the only motion on the agenda. It is January 28th, a little bit after 10 a.m., in the Public Service Commission hearing room. This is Kevin Kramer. We'll open the meeting. I'm joined by Commissioner Brian Kalk, and Commissioner Tony Clark joins us on the phone. Any opening comments? If not,
good
I'd entertain a motion for the consent agenda.
I move we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There's nothing on my in my portfolio, so we'll go to Commissioner Clark.
And I have just one item. It's TC1. The district court's order approving trustee's report and discharging trustee having been appealed to and affirmed by the North Dakota Supreme Court, I move the commission make prorated payments of the bond proceeds available in this case among the five claimants based on their valid cash sale claims, and that these payments be forwarded to the claimants as soon as possible.
Second.
All in favor?
Wait, did you want to talk about it, Tony?
Just very briefly. Yeah. This motion relates to the Minnesota grain case, which I know a number of folks have been following. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was our original trustee's report was challenged by some folks who were not included in the trustee's report because they had sold to Minnesota Grain's facility in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And ultimately, the Supreme Court agreed with both the district court and the PSC's interpretation of the law and limited it to the claimants that we have listed here. Unfortunately, the proceeds that are available are not going to be enough to cover all of the claims in this case. It will be just about 31 cents on the dollar. So it's always disappointing when there are not enough assets to cover all the claims, but it at least does provide some protection that would otherwise not be there in the absence of the bond and licensing.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's it for Tony's portfolio. Brian, you have at least one announcement.
I have one discussion item, just to let the folks know out there. MDU is going to be increasing their cost of propane just over $2 per decatherm starting in February. The price increase is due to, you know, the extremely cold weather we had recently, as well as some other issues in demand and inventory. And also, just for the other commissioners, we talked 2 weeks ago about taking these items and putting them more information, changing a little bit in the website, and using this as part of our outreach program and moving it from discussion items in this form. So
we did.
Do we have consensus on that, or do we move motion that?
No, we don't need a motion on that.
So that's what I'd like to do from here on out, if that's all right. That's all I have. Right. Pat, did you have anything you wanted to add on that?
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. If there's nothing else, Dave, do you have any questions for us? And if you have, it's probably for Tony. You might want to turn on one of those microphones.
There it is. Tony, how many claimants for Minnesota Grain?
Let me get that. One second.
I think there are five.
Yeah, it's a small number. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's five claimants. Three are individuals, and two are elevators that have sold through Minnesota Grain. The two largest, well, the largest claim by far is Plaza Makoti Equity Elevator.
Okay, and again, you said that what's available can only pay about 31 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, that's right. The total claims, valid claims for unpaid grain were totaled just over $323,000. The bond proceeds that we have available total $101,000.
Is there any legislation concerning this in the session? Not the specific case, but bond requirements or anything like that?
You know, there has been a lot of discussion about it. I don't know if any have been pieces of legislation have been introduced in the last few days. Perhaps Sue or somebody from staff may be able to speak to that. But certainly in talking with legislators, there have been discussions about bonding, whether how the state bond is the appropriate mechanism, especially given some of the volatility in recent years, whether it should be based on, you know, some other different amount, whether the indemnity fund is capped at the right amount. There have been all kinds of discussions about that, mostly related to the fact that this has been a time of very high volatility and therefore more exposure and risk to North Dakota producers. And I think, frankly, those discussions are good ones to have right now. And if it leads to, you know, perhaps some interim study focused just on how we bond and protect producers, that's probably very appropriate.
Is today the day the commission is going to hold the hearing or hold a meeting about the abandoned mine lands?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, the rescheduled meeting up in Beulah is this evening. It was a few weeks ago, and, of course, weather derailed that. So that is a public meeting in Beulah this evening.
What?
6 o'clock Mountain Time.
Okay. Tell me what you hope to accomplish at the meeting.
Well, Jim, you might want to step up to the microphone as well and speak to that.
Yeah, the main purpose of the meeting is to inform people of a project we have in the area this year. We are going to be backfilling approximately 4,500 feet of abandoned surface mine high wall. And next year we're looking at doing a drilling and grouting project in that area too, along Highway 200 north of Beulah. And it's a matter to inform people of that, then for them to come in if they're aware of other problem areas with abandoned underground or surface mines, that to let us know so we can get those on the list and just otherwise respond to questions at the meeting.
You know, as good as the inventory is of abandoned mine lands across North Dakota, there's still nothing quite like a landowner or a property owner who sees a hole develop in their front yard or in their pasture to let us know where the real urgent situations are. So it's always good to get out into the public.
Okay, I have just one other question.
Yeah.
It's
sure.
From the consent agenda,
mm-hmm.
CBK4, this electric rate increase application, Otter Tail. It's, what is it, Pro Hoc Vice? It looks like Pro Hoc Vice, and I was...
Oops, I don't have...
Just means means letting an attorney who's not a member of the bar here practice in front of us, I think. But
right.
Alana can probably speak to that.
That's exactly right. It's a lot of times... an attorney from another state needs to get, you know, appropriate clearance to practice in our hearing room in this case.
Yeah, it's Pro Hoc Vice of Richard Johnson. That's the fellow that's going to get the approval because of that.
Okay. All right, that's what I have.
Wish we had more for you.
Oh.
Those guys downstairs have plenty. You know, given that Tony's on the phone and we only have one order to sign him, by the way, Tony, did you want to authorize?
Yeah, I authorized Charlene to sign the order.
Let's just go right into the admin agenda. Is that okay?
You know what would be better for me? I need
sure.
to check in and get through security. Can I do that?
Oh, sure. Well, then we'll just take a break. We'll take a break, and or you can go on hold or whatever you want to do. And we'll.
Where are you, Tony?
Sign. He's in the Bismarck Airport.
I'm at the Bismarck Airport. Yeah, I'm at the Bismarck Airport, Dave. There are some meetings down in St. Paul over the next couple days on transmission issues, and specifically, you may recall the governor's initiative from the five states, the Upper Midwest Transmission Development Initiative, and we've got a regional meeting on those items over the next couple days.
Okay.
Great. We might as well sign that order. Tony, you just call back when you get through TSA.
Well,